Caitlin Carney here. Today we're going to talk about some growing concerns of endangered species, from poaching to pollution, and why these are important subjects but often swept under the rug, viewed as no big deal. But I'm here to show you the reality of these things. First, I'll be talking about poaching. This occurs mainly in Africa, India, Asia, because of the great wildlife that lives in these places and the worth of the animals there, because they're so exotic. Poachers mainly go after the big five: lions, leopards, elephants, buffaloes, and rhinos, because of the skin and because of the ivory on these animals, because they're so different, I guess. Over 40% of animal populations have went down because of poaching, because of the mass killings of these animals, because of the worth of them and the high expectation of having them. And it's putting others on the list now too. And it's sad is that ivory is basically like drugs. Let's say cocaine, okay. And 1 kilo of ivory is $2,100. And these huge like gang lords are conducting these, where they're getting big guns and people coming in to kill rhinos, and they just leave them to sit there and die. It's a terrible way of dying. Huge money goes into ivory. The ivory is used for statues and jewelry. They use the fur for clothes, carpets, and they use gorilla paws for ashtrays. They're even taking game from locals. They actually use, and most locals are the ones that get in trouble. Because of these huge gang lords, they know a lot of people, and they know how to get around things, and like they're not new at this. So a lot of locals would get blamed for it because they're easy to get, basically. And that's too much work to go after the big guys. And so these little guys that have been hunting these animals for generations and generations are basically being blamed for it when they're a very small percent. And same with terrorists. They're saying a lot of terrorists are killing these animals when really it's just these huge gangs that just swoop in and steal the ivory and kill these animals for nothing. And most poachers will go after the locals, so they won't go after the game. So they'll be like, hey man, you can't do this because we are getting this. You can't snitch us out, da da da. So a lot of locals have been killed from poachers too. It's just this huge war that's been going on for a long time now. And I actually read an article on poaching, and it was how Kenya, or Africa, I guess, is passing a law where if you get caught poaching, you'll get the death sentence. So maybe that'll kind of scare some of the game away and lessen the numbers. That's their hope anyway. So I was really glad to see that. Hopefully this will make the numbers go down now. But I really hope that we can get better security on these animals and start protecting them more. A lot of governments don't really care about poaching in a way. Like, I mean, they're trying, and because of the population that's gone down from these animals. And they're really trying, but it's just a lot of the governments don't care. Nobody really cares. It's like, oh, it's not a part of me. I don't really care. Oh, I don't want to spend money on that. It's just stupid animals. When these are creatures that have lived here before we even have. And it's sad to see these numbers go down. And it's sad to see a buffalo and elephants and rhinos just lay there with half their face cut off for a little few kilos of ivory. It's just it's sickening, really, to see the destruction of poaching and what it has done to our animal population. That people can sit there and say, oh yes, I love ivory because it makes me look cool, da da da, when they don't see the impact that it's causing on these animals. And it's so sad to think that somebody could do that to an animal for money. That's all they see, a dollar sign. Really, it's what everybody sees, is a dollar sign on something. And it's just easy money, you know, kill a rhino, no big deal. And now, I think the last white rhino died a couple months ago. And it's so sad. And now animals are becoming extinct from this, all because of humans' greed and the expectation, da da da. It's really sad to see what's going on in today's society. That we can just kill these innocent creatures because of their beauty to make something else beautiful for a statue. It's really, really sad. And I really hope more actions will be put forward to stop this. I mean, I'm glad that they have the law now that they'll be put to death. But will that be enough? Is that really enough? And it's just, I'm tired of seeing these beautiful creatures die, and it's just so sad. Now I want to touch on the subject of endangered animals. I mean, we were talking about poaching and how it's causing endangered animals, and I want to kind of step in on some of the other reasons as to why animal populations have been going down. And you know what's really sad about this is it's all pretty much humans' fault. It's all of our fault, basically. And one of the top reasons is loss of habitat from cutting down trees and global warming. And so loss of habitat, let's say, for example, the rainforest. People have been cutting down the rainforest for bigger buildings and more people to live and da-da-da-da. And because of the animals that have lived there for generations and generations, their homes are being lost and their habitats are being struck down and caught on fire. And just, it's really sad to see how their own homes have been wrecked and moved, and now it's causing a lot of animals to come closer to the humans, whereas humans are freaking out, and you know, it's causing even more destruction because animals are being closer and closer to humans when it wasn't like this before. And then global warming is basically the earth is heating up, and we can really see this with the polar bears right now, because what they do is they swim to like ice landing in the water. They'll swim from those to get like food and fish, and that's how they survive, because they can't swim long enough to go far enough to where they need to go. And now, because it's warming up, all the icebergs and all these like ice landings are melting, and polar bears are starving, and it's just so sad to see them, how skinny and tired they are, and how like in the last 20 years how much smaller they've gotten, just trying to survive on the little fish that they can get. And it's the saddest thing to see. And global warming is happening from pollution in the air, from light pollution, and it's just from all of the stuff that we're putting out in the air that's heating our globe up, basically. Now, a species is classified as endangered when its pollution has declined between 50% and 70%. This decline is measured over 10 years or 3 generations of the species, whichever is longer. And now that means that all I'm trying to say is it's an important issue. These animals' lives are in our hands. Huge percentages of animals' populations are going down because of us. And who's there trying to stop it, you know? And to really teach the public of these things, you know, to let them know that these things are happening because of them or because of these big companies or, you know, because we want more land. You know, it's an important subject, and a lot of people don't know much about it. So I want to raise awareness, and I want people to be aware of what's really going on out there, and that they shouldn't be behind a closed door when all this is happening to these animals. And maybe, you know, oh, it's not important. Oh, you know, I shouldn't care about animals, da da da. But you should, you know. I mean, you would care if it was your neighbor getting his house tore down because, oh, well, we got to build something new here, and they had to move. You know, you would care then, but with animals, why is it different, you know? And it's just important to know these things. It's important to know what's truly going on out there with the animals that are in this world. And I've got some websites that if you want to get involved personally, I have some websites that I have that I can get out there. And I know WWF, I don't remember what it stands for, but they are a huge, huge, huge advocate for endangered animals. And they have helped a lot and raised a lot of money. And it's all through, like fundraising and stuff, and they are amazing. I see billboards all the time with them, and they are huge support. Like, they are huge anti-poachers, and they raise a lot of money for people who are trying to fight against it, and they are wonderful. You know, the thing with this, like, about the pollution and stuff, like, little things like not buying plastic bags, like not using plastic bags, get your own bag, or being straw free, get a little metal straw, you know, just to limit the things that you do every day that could save an animal the next. You know, there's this another company that my mom, she buys bracelets from, because every bracelet is a pound of plastic from, that's taken from the sea. And so buying those bracelets is, you know, what they need to get their job done. And it's just, it's a really awesome, there's some amazing organizations. And when you do your research, oh, you can help so many animals, and you can help so many foundations that are trying to help these animals. And hopefully one day I can get involved, and I can, you know, I can make an impact on these animals one day too. Because maybe you're not as passionate about it as I am, but you know, just the little things every single day can make a huge impact somewhere else in the world. And, you know, just getting that knowledge, just knowing what's really happening out there is just, it's important. And I'm glad that I could sit here and explain why these things are important and why, you know, you should care. So, yeah. Have a good day.